Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, Northern Ireland's Department of Infrastructure is appealing a judgment that ruled construction of the new A5 dual carriageway should not go ahead in its current form. A Donegal deputy says it would be unreasonable to expect Donegal to house additional international protection applicants. Ishgeran has confirmed that water in the Falkara and Gortahork areas is safe to drink. And County Donegal has been listed as Ireland's third most livable county. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have all the latest in sport coming up with Mark Gallagher at about 5:15. First news this evening. Northern Ireland's Department of Infrastructure has today launched its appeal against a judgment that ruled construction of the new A5 dual carriageway should not go ahead in its current form. In June, a court found the Department for Infrastructure's plans for the road didn't comply with climate change targets. The North's Infrastructure Minister, Liz Kimmins, says she's determined to see the project come to fruition. The A5 connects the northwest of the island, including Donegal and Derry, to the N2. A Donegal deputy says it would be unreasonable to expect Donegal to house additional international protection applicants. It comes as the Department of Justice has confirmed that it has not received an offer of further accommodation at a property on Walker's Lane, Buncrana, nor are they examining other properties in the town. Deputy Padraig McLaughlin raised questions about an extension to the property on Walker's Lane, which is already being used as an I-Pass centre. He says there is enough of a shortage of housing in Donegal.
This is the second time now this year that has been protests at a property in Buncrana, and this is the second time that I have a response from the department saying they have no offer of accommodation, in this case from the Walker's Lane property, and they're not seeking any additional properties in Buncrana for International Protection Service. That's their official position that I have in writing today. I have said it publicly, Donegal, in terms of Ukrainian refugees and asylum seekers, has taken more than any other county per head of capita. We have a humanitarian crisis with defective blocks, so we just cannot sustain that. And that's why I continue to seek clarification. But the position of the department remains the same in terms of Buncrana. They're not seeking any properties and they don't have an offer. So that should hopefully bring clarity to the situation.
Police in New York are investigating the death of a Carlo woman earlier this week. Martha Nolan O'Slatter was found dead on a yacht in East Hampton on Monday night. The fashion brand owner had been living in New York for a number of years. Carlo councillor Andrea Dalton has paid tribute to the young woman.
It's awful news to be receiving about a loved one, especially when they're so far away and when circumstances are still unknown, I suppose. But I'm sure wherever the family are, their community will rally around them and get them through these dark and hard days.
The HSE has confirmed that the pathology lab at Letterkenny University Hospital is experiencing considerable capacity issues. There's been an 80% increase in the number of blood tests carried out at the hospital during a five-year period up to 2024. 7.16 million tests were completed last year, compared to 3.9 million in 2019, which has resulted in 5.5% of GP blood tests being outsourced. Tara Dugan has more.
The HSE says the demand for blood test analysis at Letterkenny University Hospital is such that the service has experienced considerable capacity issues, resulting in the analysers being routinely run up until 2 a.m. at full capacity. It follows Councillor Jack Murray's concerns regarding the cost of outsourcing tests to external laboratories. A HSE statement says there is a need to increase capacity, but that can't be achieved without an extension. LUH management and the pathology service management team have been working with HSE Estates and Procurement over the last 2 years to try to secure a solution. But the statement stresses the management team does not have the authority to unilaterally commission building works on the hospital campus, as these must be delivered by HSE Estates. The statement concludes that while the hospital seeks the necessary approvals and funding for this capital project, it has been outsourcing samples to meet the excess demand in the short term.
Well, Councillor Jack Murray is urging the Health Minister to intervene in a bid to expedite the commissioning of an extension of the hospital's pathology lab to facilitate more blood tests. He says it's a no-brainer to save vital money.
I welcome the HSE's confirmation of everything that I've been saying. It shows that they share the same concerns, that this money continues to be wasted without this extension being built. So now that it's in the public realm, now that we all know about it, I hope that there's enough pressure can be generated for those that need to do so to release the funds, to front-load the money, extend the pathology lab and allow us to increase capacity and save the taxpayer over 1 million euro a year that can be so much better used, spent on doctors, on nurses and frontline staff.
Can this process be speeded up? Because it seems everyone knows what's needed. They've known what's been needed for quite some time. We've seen an 80% growth in demand from 2019 to 2024, but still we seem to be stuck in this quagmire of bureaucracy.
Yeah, I often find if there's a will, there's a way. The political will's there at a national level, maybe in the Minister for Health's intervention, we can get this over the line. Common sense just needs to be applied. There's procurement processes that need to be followed, but we're wasting money rather than saving money by going through these delays. Over €1 million a year can be saved if we can just speed up this procurement process.
Well, Minister Jennifer Carl McNeill did say recently she wants to see Letterkenny get what it needs. This would appear to be a very good place to start as work continues on the bigger issues like the surgical hub.
Exactly, and that's where she should step in. It's such an obvious solution. We know what needs to be done. We just need to extend that building. So we just need intervention straight away, get it built and save this money. And for the benefit of not just the patients in Donegal, but the staff that are in that pathology lab, who it's been confirmed to be working to 2 a.m. There's serious burnout in there. We need to look after those as well as the patients.
The Palestinian Red Crescent Society says its headquarters in Gaza have been targeted for the second time in 3 days. Israel's military has been asked to comment on the reported strike. The IDF says 107 aid packages were dropped into Gaza this morning after authorities in the Strip recorded 5 deaths from malnutrition yesterday. Irish paediatrician Dr. Trish Scanlon is the medical co-director of the charity Children Not Numbers. She says young children are most at risk from starvation.
They start by feeling hungry, then they start feeling very, very tired. Their hunger stops, but their organs break down, including their bones, which is extraordinarily painful. But they don't cry because they can't cry.
Ishgeran has confirmed that water in the Falkara and Gorta Hork areas is safe to drink. There was some concern earlier this week as the water appeared cloudy white in colour. The utility claims this is the result of repairs carried out on the network last week, which disturbed sediment in the pipework and led to some temporary discoloration in their supply. Cathaoirleach of the Glenties Municipal District, Councillor Michael McLafferty, while welcoming Ishgeran's statement, says this is just another example of the water infrastructure issues that continue to plague Donegal.
The problem we have here is the matter of the again with Ishgeran. There's no water in Priestley. There's no water in Falkara. There's pressure at St. Drontani, high up ground. There's no water. Ishgeran are not something you're not listening to us. There's people in Priestley have no water from Saturday. It's unacceptable. There's people had to move animals today to try and get them into rivers and so on because there's no water going to the fields from through the main. But again, Ishgeran refuses and tankers this way. They will not do it. Like. And it's very, very unfair. And they won't build the reservoir by either or refurbish it to a bigger stage, so I don't know where we're going with them. We're meeting now in September on a planned meeting, but at that meeting I'd be asking them if we want an official meeting with the management of various water and their TDs and various other RUPS members, see what can we get done here in Western Donegal for the way things are at the moment, because it's just gone beyond acceptable at the moment, Michaela, that people are sitting upwards of a week at this stage without water, like, and it's not good enough going forward, and I want to get Irish water if we can manage it at all into a room and face the people and tell them what's going wrong. Why are they refusing to invest money in Western Donegal? Because that is the reality. They are not investing the money here in Western Donegal. If they invested the money, we'd have less problems. It would cure a hell of a lot and everything to be fair, but at the moment they're refusing to do that.
Letterkenny University Hospital is the second most overcrowded hospital in the country today. According to the latest INMO Trolley Watch figures, 51 patients were without a bed at the hospital this morning, 19 of them on a trolley in the emergency department. Nationally, 431 people were waiting on beds at hospitals across the country. Garda numbers aren't expected to hit targets in the lifetime of this government. The head of the policing authority has warned the Justice Minister about the projected number of retirements to rise significantly. It says there needs to be a radical reform of the approach to recruitment. Mark O'Meara from the GRA says there needs to be changes.
We are a unique body and we need to be remunerated for that accordingly. And so it's time to stop talking out of both sides of our mouth in this area, to accept that in order to keep people in the job, you have to give them a pension that is worthwhile at the end. The current post-13 pension system will leave members on a pension from the time they retire until they reach a state pension, which could be 11 years.
County Donegal has been listed as Ireland's third most livable county. County Waterford tops the overall ranking. It's one of the sunniest counties in the country, has reasonably priced housing, is one of the top 10 most scenic counties, and inhabitants have access to the facilities of Waterford City. Tom Douglas has more.
Ireland's Livability Index ascribes scores to each of the 26 counties in the Republic of Ireland for the parameters that ultimately influence people's decisions on the locations of their ideal home. These parameters include house prices, sunshine, proximity to a city and natural amenity or scenery. Overall, Donegal was ranked the third most livable county in Ireland. The county scored very highly for its natural amenities, coming in second place just behind County Kerry. Its low cost of living boded well. Donegal was ranked as having the third cheapest housing in the country. Its close proximity to the facilities Derry City has to offer places the county in seventh place in terms of proximity to a city. However, it comes near the bottom of the rankings for sunshine in 23rd place.
Birmingham Airport has temporarily closed its runway after a small aircraft made an emergency landing. UK police say one person suffered minor injuries at around 1:40 p.m. today. Footage and pictures posted online appear to show a small white plane lying flat on the tarmac. Passengers are being told to check before travelling to the airport, with some flights between Dublin and Birmingham delayed this evening. Europcar is to open a branch at Donegal Airport. It's part of a €100 million investment in Ireland, which includes three new locations as part of a branch network expansion. This will mark the opening of the second branch in Donegal after the company opened one at Drumahoe, Letterkenny last year. Europcar says the latest expansion will create 15 new jobs across the country.
Ordering your club gear is effortless with Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, the Northwest leading supplier for GAA clubs at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's time now for all the latest in sport with Mark Gallagher.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. We'll start with Gaelic Games. All-Ireland champions Tyrone have seven players in the Electric Ireland GAA Minor Star Football Team of the Year. Runners-up Kerry have six in the selection, with a player each from Mayo and Roscommon rounding off the team. Peter Colton of Fintan & Pearce's, whose late penalty helped the Red Hand County win last month's All-Ireland Final, has picked up the Player of the Year award. Ronan Donnelly, Elliot Kerr, Padraig Goodman, Aidan Quinn, James Mulgrew and Owen Long have also made the team. In soccer, Shelburne have the chance to take another step towards group stage football in Europe tonight. The League of Ireland champions are away to Croatian side Rijeka for the first leg of their third round clash in Europa League qualifying. Shell's midfielder Evan Caffrey says they need to make sure they're still in the tie ahead of next week's home game.
Yeah, of course, it's exciting for us as players and obviously for the fans waiting for this for so many years. To have such a big European game in Talca again is amazing. To have it in such a late round as well in Europe. So yeah, it's exciting for us and it gives us all the energy to go and win.
Kickoff is at 7:45 Irish time. St Pat's have announced the signing of winger Jordan Garrick on the eve of their Conference League qualifier at home to Besiktas. Garrick comes to Richmond Park on a deal running until the end of this season. Elsewhere in the world of transfer news, Manchester United and RB Leipzig are in talks to adjust a fee package and add-ons for striker Benjamin Sesko's move to Old Trafford. It is reported Sesko has already agreed personal terms with United and will train away from the Leipzig squad until the deal is done. Meanwhile, Leipzig are in talks with Liverpool over a potential move for Harvey Elliott. Saudi Pro League side Al Hilal are understood to have agreed a €53 million deal with Liverpool for striker Darwin Nunez. The Uruguay international scored 25 times in 95 Premier League games for the Reds. Newcastle United forward Alexander Isak has been training separately from the squad as uncertainty continues to surround his future at the club. The Swedish international, who skipped the team's pre-season tour of Asia, has informed the St James's Park hierarchy of his desire to explore opportunities elsewhere. Former Newcastle striker Les Ferdinand says it's a challenging situation.
As a Newcastle fan, you want to keep your best players and you want to build on top of what you achieved last season. It's been a difficult time because, you know, the team have gone off and trained and but all the noise is coming out of there. You know, he wants to explore his options. Don't sound good.
Nottingham Forest have signed Scottish international goalkeeper Angus Gunn on a one-year deal, and Everton have completed the signing of Kiernan Dewsbury-Hall from Chelsea for an undisclosed fee. The midfielder made 36 appearances during his one season with the Blues, scoring 5 goals. Ipswich boss Kieran McKenna admits it's been a frustrating summer for them in terms of transfers. They lost striker Liam Delap to Chelsea, while former captain Sam Morsy has also left the club following their relegation from the Premier League. McKenna's team begin their championship season with a fixture against Birmingham on Friday.
We've probably lost one or two more players than what we would have wanted, to be honest. So we know that there's some gaps in the squad that we have to fill. But again, there are opportunities for players who have been here to step up into those roles and also for us to try and add to the squad. And the challenge of bringing in players in any transfer window is always tough.
In snooker, a new independent association for leading snooker players will give them a stronger voice. That's according to the body's chairman, John Higgins, who believes it could be a massive growth for the game. The four-time world champion is a director of the Professional Snooker Players Association. The PSPA has pledged to collaborate with the sports authorities, including the WPBSA, the existing WPBSA Players Board and the World Snooker Tour. Finally, in horse racing, Letterkenny jockey Dylan Brown McMonagall has five rides at the Sligo races this evening. The first of a seven race card went to post at 10-5, and racing in Wexford is also underway. That's all your sport for this evening. We're back with more during the half eight news tomorrow morning. Michaela.
Thanks, Mark. And returning to some news, Vladimir Putin's met Donald Trump's special envoy just days before US imposed deadline for Russia to end the war in Ukraine. Kremlin officials have described the talks as useful and constructive. The US president threatened Moscow with severe financial penalties if a ceasefire isn't agreed by Friday. Sky's Russia correspondent Ivor Bennett says the White House will be viewing today's meeting with caution.
The pair have always held long private meetings and they've always appeared to get on well. But make no mistake, the rhetoric from the White House in recent weeks has been in stark contrast to that. It's been very tough and harsh indeed, with Donald Trump sounding increasingly frustrated and exasperated.
The first Atlantic bluefin tuna of the 2025 season has been caught in Donegal. The enormous fish, measuring 1.95 metres, was caught, measured and tagged in the water at Donegal Bay before being released. Authorised charter skipper Adrian Malloy, who caught the fish in the middle of the bay, also caught the first tuna of the 2024 season. According to Inland Fisheries Ireland, in 2024, a total of 294 Atlantic bluefin tuna were tagged by authorised skippers in Irish waters through the Tuna Catch and Release Tagging Research Programme. Barnardo's is calling for the expansion of the Back to School Alliance scheme to help struggling families. Its annual survey reveals over half of parents are worried about the cost of the new academic year. CEO Suzanne Connolly says the government needs to step in.
The figures are actually very stark. So we surveyed over 800 parents from secondary and primary school. And what the parents are telling us, that it costs over 700 euros to send a child to fourth class and over 1,000, well over 1,000 for sending a child to secondary school. So in a time of cost of living pressures, this is an extra pressure on families, and they're quite stressed out about it.
This year's Culture Night will be celebrated on Friday, September the 19th. The event, which is in its 20th year, hosts 1,700 free cultural events across the country. The theme is One Night for All and includes outdoor screenings, walking tours and a tattoo pop-up. So far, three events have been confirmed for Donegal, with dozens more set to be added in the coming weeks. Artist Helen Steele says it's a great night to celebrate the success and diversity of Irish culture.
Oh, it's the crack. There's so much to do. Do you know what? I think we are punching above our weight globally. In like, we're having an incredible moment from film, music. I mean, we've always punched above our weight. We could obviously do with a little bit more funding, please, government. But I think it's an incredible time for Irish culture.
Weather now, it will be mostly dry this evening, but cloud will increase and rain will develop around nightfall. Lowest temperatures tonight of 12 to 15 degrees. The closing headlines this evening. Northern Ireland's Department of Infrastructure is appealing a judgment that ruled construction of the new A5 dual carriageway should not go ahead in its current form. In June, a court found the Department for Infrastructure's plans for the road didn't comply with climate change targets. A Donegal deputy says it would be unreasonable to expect Donegal to house additional international protection applicants. It comes as the Department of Justice has confirmed that it has not received an offer of further accommodation at a property on Walkersley in Buncrana, nor are they examining other properties in the town. Ishgarin has confirmed that water in the Fulcara and Gortahork areas is safe to drink. There was some concern earlier this week as the water appeared cloudy white in colour. And County Donegal has been listed as Ireland's third most livable county. County Waterford tops the overall ranking. It's one of the sunniest counties in the country, has reasonably priced housing, is one of the top 10 most scenic counties, and inhabitants have access to the facilities of Waterford City. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
The obituary notices this Wednesday evening, August 6th. The death has taken place of Michael McGarry, Rathdonnell, Letterkenny. Michael's remains are reposing at his late residence today from 6pm until 9pm and from 2pm until 9pm tomorrow. Funeral from there on Friday morning, going to St Columbus Church, Kilmacrennan, for Requiem Mass at 11am, followed by interment in the adjacent cemetery. Family flowers only, donations in lieu, if desired, to Friends of Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member or Charles McLafferty Funeral Director. The death has taken place of John Joseph White at the Water's Edge, River Row, Moville. John's remains will leave Eamon McLaughlin's funeral home, Station Road, Carndonagh, this evening at 7 o'clock, going to his home where everyone's welcome to pay their respects tomorrow and on Friday from 11am until 9pm. Funeral from there on Saturday morning at 10:30 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Pius X Church, Moville, followed by private cremation in Lakelands Crematorium, Cavan. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on mobileparish.com. The family home is private on the morning of the funeral, please. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to Cree, care of any family member or Eamon McLaughlin Funeral Director. The death has taken place of Bernadette Logue, Corvish, Carndonagh. Bernadette's remains are reposing at her home. Funeral from there on Friday morning at 10:20 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in the Sacred Heart Church, Carndonagh, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on carndonaghparish.com. Family time from 11pm to 11am. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice or the Alzheimer Society of Ireland, care of any family member or Eamon McLaughlin Funeral Director. The death has occurred of Mary Fury, the Hill Kelly Beggs, formerly of Dubin Glenties, County Donegal. Remains are reposing at McBrearty's funeral home, Kelly Beggs, until 7 o'clock this evening. Reposing at her daughter Patricia's residence, Fintra Road, Kelly Beggs, tomorrow and Friday. Removal on Saturday morning at 10:30 to St Mary of the Visitation Church, Kelly Beggs, for 11 o'clock funeral mass, which will be streamed live on mcn.live. Burial afterwards in Frost's Cemetery. The death has taken place of Norman Kerr, 102 Yerney Road, Strabane. His remains are reposing at his home until 10 o'clock tonight. Funeral service at his home tomorrow afternoon at 1pm, followed by burial in Yerney Graveyard, Strabane. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to Marie Curie and the Foyle Hospice. Care of any family member or William Key or Terence McClintock Funeral Director. The death has occurred of Michael Cullen, formerly of 23 Hawthorne Heights, Letterkenny, reposing at the Eternal Light Chapel of Rest, Mountain Top, until 6pm this evening, with removal from there to St Eunan's Cathedral, Letterkenny, arriving at 6:30 to repose overnight. House strictly private, please. The Requiem Mass will take place at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon in St Eunan's Cathedral, Letterkenny, followed by burial in Leck Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to Friends of Letterkenny University Hospital or St Eunan's Nursing Home, care of Jim McGlynn, Funeral Director, or any family member. The death has taken place of Doris Kearney, Main Street, Kerrykeel, reposing at her late residence, Main Street, Kerrykeel, until 9 o'clock tonight. Funeral service at 2pm tomorrow in Fannett Presbyterian Church, Kerrykeel, followed by interment in the family plot in Milford Presbyterian Churchyard. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of flowers to the Patients Comfort Fund, Remelton Nursing Home, care of any family member or McElwee Funeral Directors. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.